World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, I looked at the calendar yesterday. I was like I don't want to use the term deja vu because that really wasn't what it was. But it was like something otherworldly. I realized that tomorrow is 2025. And I stopped for a second and I was looking. I was paying a bill and I look and I'm, you know, you put the date in there and I'm thinking, 20. It's not 25, is it? Is it 25? Tomorrow is 2025. Holy smokes. In the year 25. Remember that? If man is still alive. Well, we're rolling down hard. And no, this is not going to be an end of the year theme show. No, we're not going to do that. You can talk to your friends about end of the year theme shows. I got some stuff I really want to dig into. Hey, this is just kind of off the cuff. Hey, Spencer, throw up there for everybody to see this cold wave that's coming. I don't know if you guys are aware of it or not. This cold wave, this is a picture. I'm sorry, I just pulled off the thing. This is supposed to happen Friday, January 10th. It says up here on the right-hand side of it. I don't know if you can see that. That purple ain't good. They're saying this is one of the coldest, what do they call that? Anyway, coldest spells, it's going to be on the, I think the 9th, 10th, 11th, along in there that we've seen in who knows when, maybe power outages, all that kind of stuff. So we talked a little bit about that yesterday, about preparation. It's going to be really, really cold, folks. If you'd happen to lose, look, I'm not doom and gloom, worry about the weather, but, you know, be wise. If your power goes out, you're going to be able to keep warm. Gonna be able to keep warm, so just be thinking about that. Fill up your gas tanks in your car if you had to go out and sit in your car and stay warm. If you had to be able to do that, but so this is going to affect a lot of us. And one of the things I haven't been talking a whole lot about, I want to throw in there real quick. Well, I'm going to transition for you. Really, hang on, Heavenly Father, just bless our time together, Lord. Let the words of our meditation of our heart be pleasing in your sight, in Jesus' name. I don't know if Ohio Brett's in here. People ask me, what's Brett doing? What? Brett is, I'm sorry, I should have given him a notice. Pull up there, Ohio Brett. Ohio Brett has been working, hired, I don't even know, he's like the director of special promotions for the Hula Bowl. Now, the Hula Bowl used to be played, it was an college all-star football game that was played in Honolulu. That's why they call it the Hula Bowl. But the Hula Bowl has been moved to I want to say Orlando. I'll get one of those Florida countries, Orlando. And Ohio Brett has become like the special projects organizer, really, really been putting in a lot of time and effort and energy. My wife and I, Brett opened the door for Michelle and I to come. Not only that, Brett opened the door for me to be able to speak in front of, I get to speak to these guys at the Hula Bowl. So Michelle and I are going to be gone. The date's up there. I don't know. January, the game is the 11th, so that we're going to be down there in 8, 9, 10, and 11, I think is what it is, 3 days down there, and it's going to be really, really cold. But Ohio Brett has really, really put his, and he's really, you know, he's a promoter by nature, is he not? I mean, he just is a promoter by nature. And he's really, really done a great job with these guys down there at the Hula Bowl. They're really, really pleased to have him. He's organized golf outings and all kinds of stuff. And so we get a chance to go down. Betty's going to go down. Chad Estes is going to come in and be part of it. I didn't ask them to come. They just said, hey, I want to go and be part of it. So, you know, God bless Ohio Brett. 11 days, we'll be down there. No, I'm not going to be down there. In 11 days, we're going to be down there. So, Brett, I want you to be able to talk about that, but you're probably sleeping in this morning. I'd understand if you would. And another great thing, pull up the Wisconsin Christian News. Just some news I want to get out there for you. this has come up. This isn't really totally official yet. Can you pull that up, Spence? Maybe you can't pull that poster up. Wisconsin Christian News. Nope, can't get it. Oh, gosh darn it. See if I can forward it to you. Anyway, let me, I hate it when this happens. Let me run, because he sent it there. Spencer's trying to get it. So anyway, Rob Pugh, Wisconsin Christian News, is having a great conference. Spence, if you can get that, do that. You can't do that? How do I get a picture of this? I hate it when this happens. I'll talk more about that. Rob Pugh is having a great Wisconsin Christian News. Spence is inside my private areas over here. Event speakers, going to be good. Some of you up here in the cold Wisconsin area, there it is. He got it. Good, Spencer. Thank you. Sorry, folks, I'm feeling so clunky here this morning. Spence will get it up here on the screen for us. If you guys are looking for a place to vacation on April 4th and 5th, it's out a ways. Come up to the Wisconsin Christian News. Spencer's doing everything he can to get it up on the screen for us. I don't know how to forward all this stuff sometimes. So Spence, keep doing your thing there. And so the last 6 minutes have been kind of a waste of time because I haven't done a very good job. I thought maybe Ohio Brett would be piping in for us. If he does, we'll get him in here. And so he's doing great things down there at the Hula Bowl. Now, Spencer, I'm going to go back to my home page. Hey, thank you. He did it. The Wisconsin Christian News, start making plans April 4th and 5th. This is not official. That's why, this is just kind of look at what is going to go on. But Art Pawlowski, Ted Brower, Matt Tuella, are you kidding me? Scott Shara, Dawn Wolf, I don't really know her. Butch Paul, Mike Spalding, Leighton Howerton. This is always a good time and a good event if you guys can make it. Put that on your calendar. So, Rob, I may let the cat out of the bag there before I supposed to, but there you go. So that's on the horizon. Tom Dunn has a good one coming up too. I'll get some more information on that. Okay, catch your breath here, Coach. Thanks, Spencer. You did a great job there, man. While we're on it, go to number two. Mark Trump, you in here, Mark? Are you in here? See, I ought to let these guys know that I'm going to talk about them, so I get ready. I'm going to wait. Sometimes Mark pops in a little bit late. This is Mark. Mark is really, really, man, he's cranking it down here. He's cranking it down in the hurricane area. And this is just some pictures that he's taken. You know, Mark's a couple hours away from there, and he's got his local church engaged with it. He's helping Cowboy Dave and yada, yada. Propane bottles. Friends, that's where our great need is right now. Propane bottles. If you want to make a donation to us, that's where it's going, propane bottles. So we got these people, they got these little portable heaters now, but the propane continues to run out. And so we're trying to help finance all that. And maybe at some point, I don't know if Mark's in here, we'll get Mark in here to talk about what's going on. And we're making some plans for stuff after the first of the year to how we can get down there and help those people. All right, cool. Good. Let me look. Is that anything else? Anybody have anything for the good of the group? Any announcements or anything? Mel, anybody, anything you want to throw in there? Go ahead, Al. Vinny?
I found a video. I posted in chat about the Supreme Court decision on Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s case. And according to the video, on January 20th, they will declare all mRNA injections not vaccines.
They're not vaccines.
That's correct.
Okay, Vinny. So here's where we are. It's funny how you just kind of led me into what I wanted to talk about here, Vinny. Hey, folks, what do we do now when the truth does in fact come out and show the wicked, wicked things that our government has done? What do we do? And can we count on our wicked government to hold wicked government accountable? Can we do that? Are we going to be able to do that? And that's really where I think we are. I think that we are, folks, do me a favor. Take personalities out of it, okay? Take personality. Take Donald Trump. If Donald Trump dropped dead tomorrow, what would the rest of us do? Because if Donald Trump dropped dead tomorrow, then J.D. Vance becomes president of the United States. But president of the United States doesn't make you king. And as always, as we were talking a little bit before we went live on the show, everything that we see going on in America, everything we see going on in America is being done with the either the approval or the negligence of the American church. Everything we see happening, either with the approval or the negligence. Now, folks, which is worse, approval or negligence? Which is worse? If I come home tonight and there, and it's cold around here, and my wife is somebody's outside cutting up my porch and burning it to keep us warm, I'm going to look at my wife and say, "What are you? What's going on?" Well, it's either she either gave their approval or it was negligent. Are you with me? So what we see going on in America today being done with either the approval or the negligence of the American church. And we're so heavenly conscious that we're no earthly good. Say, Coach Dave, you say the same thing over and over and over again. Yeah, but I'm going to zero in, because I'm going to zero in with some issues that affect all of us and why we are not able to better advance the kingdom of God. Are you ready? Hey, Ray, can I tell the truth? Betty, can I tell the truth today without him? I don't even care if you get mad. Joanne, is it okay? Give me a thumbs up. I can tell the truth. Okay. I'm going to tell you the truth. Here's what it is. Two things, the way I see it. We don't care if somebody lies anymore. We don't care. They lied to us. We don't care. There's no consequence. In fact, we have to be really, really careful. Because casually in our lives, we teach our children to lie. They watch us lie. They watch us say things that aren't true, whether it be on the phone, whether it be to a family member, whether it be to a friend. They see it happen to us, right? Jesus Christ is truth. And we're not like Christ when we lie. Why? Because Satan, the Bible tells us, is the father of lies. Now, point number six. We'll give you a real long scripture here today because I think it's really, really important. This is Isaiah 59, and we want to talk about cause and effect of where we are and what's going on. Oh, by the way, no show tomorrow, okay? No, I'll probably be in bed at 8 o'clock anyway, but some of you guys will be up partying, probably drinking Coca-Cola and all that kind of stuff, so we'll give you tomorrow, okay? Behold, this is Isaiah 59. Want to know why we're in the mess we're in? Well, no. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he can't save. Neither is his ear heavy, he can't hear. But your sins have separated you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Do you ever get to the point in your life where something's so bad, you don't even talk about it. Don't even. Did you ever think that maybe that God's doing that? Ugh! Oh! That's what it says. Your hands, mine, yours, ours, are defiled with blood. Think how many babies we are murdering. Your fingers are an iniquity, and your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. Nobody calls for justice. No, or anybody pleads for the truth. They trust in government. They trust in vanity. They speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. Time out a minute. Raise your hand. Is this the America you see today? Is this it? But can I say this? Creeping into the church as well, by the way. They hatch adder's eggs and spread the spider's. In other words, they continue to lay eggs of evil, spread it everywhere they go. He that eateth of their eggs dies. That the people who eat the lies end up being destroyed. And that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their webs, whew, shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the acts of violence is in their hands. Folks, we need political retribution, criminal retribution for our leaders. It's the only thing that's going to save us. Their feet run to evil. They make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting, and destruction are in their paths. Does anybody know who we're talking about here? Anybody know who we're talking about here? By the way, all of it being done with what? The love gospel. Just love everybody, coach. Just love them and accept them and tolerate them, coach. Right, keep going. He doesn't say that. Keep going. Oh, the way of peace they don't know. There's no judgment in their goings. They've made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein, he ain't going to know any peace because they're liars. The path's crooked. It's no straight way. There is forth judgment far from us. Neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but we can't see any light because why? We're walking in darkness. There's darkness everywhere. We grope for the wall like a blind. We grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble. Noonday is in the night. We're in desolate places as dead men. Why? Because we are Christian men full of the light who will not shine the light into the darkness. We grope for the wall like blind. Oh, I'm sorry. We all roar like bears, mourn like sore doves. We look for judgment, but there's none for salvation, but it's way off, man. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us. And as for our sins, we know what they are, dude. We know. In transgressing and lying against the Lord. Well, it's one thing to tell a lie. It's another thing to tell the lie against the Lord. Departing away from our God and speaking oppression and revolt and conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. And judgment is turned away backwards. Justice stands far off. Truth has fallen in the street. You can't get up. Hey, friends, has truth fallen in the street in America today? How often do you really know that you can go have a conversation with somebody and know they're telling you the truth? Christians. Yeah, truth fails. What? Truth fails? How's truth fail? And he that departeth from evil makes himself a prey. If you're not going with the flow, they're after you, dude. And the Lord saw that it displeased him. What displeased him? Hey, Ray, help me out here. What displeased him? That there was no judgment. And what's everybody telling you today? Who are you to judge? Judge not. So think of we don't. And the Lord saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. And therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness is sustained him. For he put on the breastplate of righteousness, helmet of salvation, put on the garments of vengeance for his clothing. Is clad with zeal as a cloak, and according to their deeds, accordingly, he will repay. Fury, scroll down, please. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and then come to them that turn from transgression, and Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with him, said the Lord. Here's his covenant. My Spirit that is upon thee, my words which I've put in your mouth, shall not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, now the mouth of thy seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. In other words, the word of Almighty God is supposed to be in your mouth, and it's supposed to be in the mouth of your children, and it's supposed to be in the mouth of your children's children, because we are the only offensive weapon against evil. We are it.
Boom.
Here we are. Here we are. Truth has fallen in the street. I want to plant number 8 because we see this stuff every day. This is about 2.5 minutes. Lie after lie after lie with no accountability. Go ahead.
Does the president have the stamina physically and mentally, do you think, to continue on even after 2024?
Don, you're asking me this question. Oh, my gosh. He's the president of the United States. You know, I can't even keep up with him.
The most difficult part about a meeting with President Biden is preparing for it, because he is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented.
Do you understand? Because there is no president, these guys have unjust power. Do you understand that? They don't want a powerful president. There isn't anybody controlling these people. Do you understand it? It's like going into a house party of a 16 or 17-year-old kid when the parents aren't home. Everybody gets to do whatever they want to do. Do you understand what it is we're dealing with? Keep going.
And focused.
I can testify because I've been working very closely with this president for the past 2 years. I've been knowing him for 30 years. And I'm telling you, this guy's tough. He's smart. He's on his game.
Joe Biden has vision. He has knowledge. He has a strategic thinker.
The president is focused. He's detail oriented. He's always thinking about the big picture.
He is engaging. He is capable. He has an incredible record as president.
And I'm often with him on foreign trips. He's at the top of his game.
So he has a vision. He has knowledge. He has judgment. He has a strategic thinking.
I met with the president, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks ago, and he seemed fine to me.
I have complete confidence in the president. I have watched him expertly guide meetings of staff and cabinet members. I could not have more confidence in the president.
I would just tell you that I meet frequently with the president, and every single time I meet with him, he is just fine.
But he is, knowledgeable, wise.
Incredibly sharp, incredibly probing, incredible command of the details.
He is sharp. He is on top of things.
There is nothing to these challenges, these suggestions that somehow he's not sharp and he's not capable.
We see Joe Biden up close. We know how attuned.
Hang on a minute. See, she got to be president of the United States. You understand? Tell me you understand this, right? She usurped his power. They wanted him in that position because they could do whatever the hell they wanted to do. Go ahead.
The issue.
And you're going to see how smart he is and the experience he has.
I say his age is an asset.
He's wise.
Yes, he's wise. He has wisdom. He has experience.
And his experience, because of his age and his wisdom, has been invaluable to this country.
A lot of countries, people who've been in office a longer period of time are praised for their wisdom.
I have seen a lot of 72-year-olds not as capable as this 80-year-old.
It is hard for us to keep up with this president.
His mental acuity is great. It's fine. It's as good as it's been over the years. He's fine. All this right-wing propaganda that his mental acuity is declined is wrong.
And this kind of sense that he's not ready for this job is just a bucket of BS that's so deep, your boots will get stuck in. Yeah.
Okay. Go to my Facebook page. Go to my Facebook page, number 4. Go to my Facebook page. Because I'm trying, look, I do every day, I try to go against the grain. I try to put stuff out there on my Facebook page. I want you to go on, Spence. Scroll down. Go. It's right there. What's this say? To repeat, they got everything wrong. Folks, we have to continue to say this to our friends, no matter how much it upsets them. They got everything wrong. Asymptomatic spread? Nope. PCR testing? Nope. Fatality rate? Nope. Lockdowns? Nope. Community triggers? Nope. Business closures? Nope. School closures? All of those things. Everything they told us was wrong. Hang on a minute. Will there be any accountability? Will there be any accountability at all? How about the doctors that you went to who prescribed? Well, how about this? Family members went to. You trusted your lives with doctors who then taught, prescribed lies. Now you say, well, Coach, it wasn't their fault. They were just good. Oh, yeah, yes, it is their fault. Yes, it is. Uh-huh. Where I grew up, they call that an accessory to a crime. You mean the doctor gave you medicine and didn't even check to see if what they, what? Are you kidding me? Go on, scroll on down. Come on. They got everything wrong. Is there going to be any accountability? Is the church going to, is the church going to demand it? They lied about thalidomide. You guys remember that? Thalidomide babies? They lied about DDT. They lied about tobacco. They lied about asbestos. They lied about mercury. They lied about Vioxx. They lied about opioids. And they're lying about the vaccines. You know who doesn't have any incentives to lie? The mothers, the people who see what happened to their children with the vaccine. Go on down. Come on. I try to post one every day. Keep going. Leftism is a religion of self-hatred. It teaches white people to hate their race, boys to hate their sex, women to hate their femininity, Americans to hate their country, Westerners to hate their history. What a loathsome, poisonous thing it is. Leftism is a hate group. Give me an amen on that one. Somebody give me a thumbs up amen on that one.
Amen. Huh?
Amen.
Come on, come on, come on. Cowboy, hi there, cowboy. Keep on going. Keep on going. Hey, what changed the last 30 years? There it is. Disease. Go to the doctor and he'll give you a pill. He'll give you a shot and your ADD will go up. Your kids will get ADD. They'll get Alzheimer's disease. They'll get autism. They'll get bipolar. I think I talked about this the other day. These are, folks, these are all lies that we've been told. Now, hang on. He's the father of lies. Is there any consequence at all for lying anymore? And are you sure that you're walking a life of integrity? I'm going to tell you this about me. I'll tell about anybody else. I won't lie to you. I won't lie to you. You know where I get in some of my biggest... I'm going to open it up. Hang on. I just got to get this out of me here on the old year. On the old year. Do you know where some of my biggest headaches come from in life? Are you ready? Huh? Gossip. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard from somebody. I'll get in a conversation with somebody and they'll say something to me. I said, where'd you hear that? Oh, I heard it from this guy. What? He said that? That's not true. Come on now. Come on now. And what is it about us that we so love to gossip? Can I tell you something? I only want to know good things about Betty. I don't want to know her bad things. If you're going to tell me bad things about Betty, I don't want to hear it. Maybe you can find somebody else who wants to do it. I don't want to do that. And I don't want you going around and saying only bad things about me. I mean, some of you are doing that. And I run into the problem. I'm venting here a minute, okay? Here on the new year. You know what I have trouble with? Right here, huh? Oh, yeah, yeah, did you know? You know he did that. Can you believe he did? Huh? What? From Christian people? From Christian people? What is it about us that wants to do that? Scroll on down. I love y'all. I love y'all. But I want you to know this. I have conversations, and I don't want them to be gossip. But somebody will tell me something, and I'll say, where'd you hear that? And then they tell me where they heard that. I said, what? What? Democrats held a fake hearing to investigate a fake insurrection to cover up the fake election of a fake president. If I agree with that, that happened right in front of us. Will there be any accountability for it at all? Scroll on down. Scroll on down. I think, look at that. You guys see this one? These are United States deaths. Roe versus Wade. Red is Roe versus Wade. World, look at that. Civil War. World War II, World War I, all the other wars are in that little hunk. And all the deaths in the United States are through abortion with the approval of the American church. Scroll on down. Sorry if this isn't happy slappy. Huh? COVID-19 boosters available for those who haven't died yet. Huh? Yeah, yeah. Go get a booster. They're still trying to get you. I told you cigarettes cause cancer. If I told you that, would I be a conspiracy theorist? I told you cigarettes cause cancer. Well, how come if I tell you the shot causes cancer? I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? Go on. Is there another one maybe? Look, I'm all over the place. Go on, go on. Oh, there's my family. Oh, it's just so much. There, right there, right there, right there. Huh? What's this say? These are news clips, okay? You can test positive for COVID-19 after a vaccine, but that doesn't mean shots didn't work. Dr. Anthony Fauci says talk of COVID booster shots doesn't mean vaccines weren't working. And then you get clear down to the bottom. It says, why are vaccinated people catching COVID? It doesn't mean vaccines aren't working. Why vaccinated people dying from COVID-19? That doesn't mean the vaccines aren't working. Do you get it, folks? Do you understand the dishonest? Listen, he is the father of lies. And if we are going to be able to move the ball forward today in America, we must demand truth. And we must also ourselves stop tattling, carrying lies that we do not know to be true. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. If we can't trust and be honest with one another, warts and all, if our team, our God's team, can't lay down the sword against each other, trying to get a leg up, a foot up, a heads up on everybody else. Are they noticing me, noticing what I'm doing? Is anybody noticing what I'm doing over here? No, but the Lord is. Lord's noticing it. You're doing it for me? You want me to applaud for you? Good job, Ray. Good job, Craig. Dave Allison, good job. Is that what you're doing it for? It's just human nature, right? Sometimes, okay, I'm gonna calm down here a minute. How about this one? Let me throw this one up. This is unbelievable. Number seven. The second number seven. I got two number sevens there for you. How many of you guys knew this? This may be a cuss word in here. Did you know that some congresswoman in Texas is in her nursing home? And she hasn't been to work in 6 months and nobody noticed. Do you know, this ain't fake. This ain't fake. Play it.
Missing congresswoman found? We're missing a congresswoman? Where was she found? In a nursing home? Well, I mean, congress people are old. Maybe she fell down. She needed some rehab. In the dementia unit? Okay. She's retired, right? She's a sitting congressperson? Well, maybe she wasn't that important, right? There's like 435 members of the House of Representatives. She was the chairperson of the House Appropriations Committee. Well, maybe that's not an important committee. It's the most important committee in Congress, and the House Appropriations Committee decides where all federal money is spent? Okay, but she wasn't missing for that long. She was missing for 6 months. She was paid $87,000 while she was missing for 6 months as a sitting congressperson who was in a dementia unit at a nursing home because she's the 81-year-old congresswoman from Texas named Kay Granger. What else is in the news? AOC ran for Democratic leadership and she lost.
Can't get it off her.
To a unbelievable,
right? They cover for each other. They just cover for each other. Truth was falling in the street. I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. I got to get this out of me before 2025 gets here. I got to vent here a little bit. Come on in, Johnny.
Yeah, I guess we haven't had enough yet, have we, country?
Haven't had enough yet. No, haven't had enough.
No, we just got to keep, because at what point are we going to implement accountability? And it's not to say that we don't live without fault. We certainly do. But we have to, these are the highest leaders of our country. And we just let it go. I mean, I'm asking the question, how do we implement accountability to these people? How do we do it? Does anybody know? Because I'd like to know. I want to do something good, but I don't know how to do it. I need help.
I'm with you. Anybody have a suggestion? What we need? Because look, folks, look. Only the church can clean up a mess. We cannot expect ungodly people to do godly things. It isn't going to happen. In fact, help me out here. Even though you are born again and spirit-filled, would you admit that sometimes you have a real struggle in doing the right thing? With the Holy Spirit of God inside you, can you imagine these people unrestrained by the Holy Spirit, what they are capable of? That's what we're dealing with. What's the church say? Well, they don't even talk about it. They talk the church. I know. I sing the same song every day. I know I do. Can somebody explain to me, other than the church, who can clean up this mess? Can I explain to me? Because obviously, Donald Trump's not righteous enough for you. He's not as righteous as your pastor, and your pastor hasn't spoken about a cultural political issue in 18 years. I'm okay, you're okay. Jesus loves everybody. Let's just get everybody saved. That's all we're supposed to do. We're supposed to occupy till he comes. We're supposed to have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. That's what we're supposed to do. So it's going to all the world and teach them to observe all I've commanded you. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. That's what we're supposed to do. But the government says we're not allowed to do that, Coach Dave. There's a separation between the church and state. And by the way, if you show up to petition your government for redress of grievances, they lock you in jail. And then all the churches act like that didn't even happen and let those guys stay in jail. Come on in, Ann. I'm venting this morning.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, Coach, but it's good. This needs to get out because it's everybody's frustration. You're just saying what everybody else is thinking. So God bless you for doing that and having the courage to talk and get your voice out. Okay, there is a way. It is proven. It is working. It's just slow at getting going because the deep state does not want us to succeed in getting our Article 3 courts, which are common law courts, stood up. But you assemble at state first with 27 or more people. There's a procedure for this. Many states are already done. And I don't know if Spencer's able to pull up AmericanCivicsEducation.org. And then go to the contacts tab, and it shows the states with the email. Most of them have their websites or the state contact. Get a hold of them and find out when your state meets. Many of the counties within our states are also assembled already. Like my county, Shawnee County, we are assembled and we settled. You have to do a public notice, let the de factos know that you're there. It also lets our good guys know that we, the people, have stood up in that area. Once you've done that at the state, you know, nation equal state level, you can you have to ratify your covenant. You send that to the your military, your National Guard, which is our organized militia. You also send a copy to the office of the governor, which is the de facto. Okay, they're okay. All operating as corporations.
And let me stop you a second, because it's going over all of our heads. Hey Glenn, how about you and somebody else put together a little committee? And let's get involved with what Ann's doing here so that let's put some bones on the some meat.
Yes. Thank you. It is actually very simple. It takes about 5 to 6 hours in every state of solid education, like busting your ass, getting it done. And then okay. At county level, it's easier, maybe 2 to 3 hours at county, 13 people per county. And then at state level, once you're reestablished, you can send requisitions to your National Guard and decree to your de facto governor and tell them what you want them to do. We the people, are the ones that hold them accountable.
Glenn, can I hand that off to you, Glenn? Maybe not. You don't have to organize. Yeah, you can organize. Yeah, Glenn.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. We're going to connect you with these two because she's right. She has a solution. We can gripe. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. And Ann, I didn't mean to set you off, but I get it. You're talking stuff that we don't understand. That's why I did it. Al, Vinny, come on in.
Well, Ann just answered the question, but I'm going to answer in three words. We do it, okay? Just like Ray just said, right? Let me just scroll back up real fast. Ray just said all politics are local. Start right there.
Okay? Yeah, but hang on, Vinny. Hang on. Yeah. Hey, folks, going to throw some of you in jail. Huh? We have people that just showed up outside of an abortion clinic trying to rescue babies. And they sentenced them to years in jail. Years in jail. By the way, did you know something? That the FACE Act was ruled unconstitutional. In other words, there is no freedom access to clinic entrances law anymore. And they still lock people up with it.
Right. Now, guys, just think about this. Arthur Pulowski did not go to jail the first time they came after him. Do you know why? Because people stood up. So stop sitting around and stop expecting somebody else to do it. Do it yourself.
We need to organize, Vinny. We need to get organized. That's, you know, of all the wonderful things, I just did my newsletter, my monthly newsletter, all the wonderful things that are going on out there. And I was going to, I wrote down, I could get Randy on here and Dave Allison on here and Jeff, people who are doing stuff everywhere. We got to get on the same page, man. We got to get organized. Jack, come on in.
Yeah, there's another process that we keep ignoring, and it's called impeachment. Every elected or hired or appointed official is impeachable. And that is a solid process, and it's very simple. You write an article of impeachment, and one legislator takes it to the House clerk, the clerk of the House, and submits it. That's all it takes to start impeachment. You don't have to go to the militia. It's simple.
Jack, they ain't going to impeach your buddies.
And that's the problem.
Yep. They ain't going to impeach them. They're all doing it. They're all doing it.
All it takes is one.
Jeff Klein.
FACE Act didn't, they locked up Christians.
Yep. The
FACE Act didn't lock up strip club owners.
Isn't that something? And folks, they don't, they, People are locked down. People don't care. People don't care. It's where we are. It's where we are. By the way, I just saw real quickly. Hey, Ohio Brett, I was bragging on you, and you must have slept in this morning. I was bragging on you on the Hula Bowl down there. What you got going on? Quickly, come on, give us a couple minutes here. What's going on?
Hey, Coach, I'll be live from Orlando early next week. But many of you know that I was blessed to get the call from Nick Logan, the owner of the Hula Bowl, College Football All-Star Game. And when we were talking about bringing me on board to help out, his first pillar is faith. Faith is first. So 120 college football players from all over will be in front of 400 NFL scouts, but he shares the gospel and faith with that audience. And we know how corrupt the NFL is. It's so corrupt. But we can't give up on, we have to get inside these organizations and be the strong pillar. So I'm blessed. And we're, to my owner's credit, he's not stopping me on starting some new traditions. And Coach Dave, I can't wait to have you down there and Betty and Chad and a whole bunch of the team that's going to be there. We're starting the first annual prayer gathering and honor walk outside of UCF Stadium, January 11th, Saturday. First ever prayer gathering and honor walk. I can't wait for them to get a hold of Coach Dave. He's going to shake them up. He's going to do what he does. We'll also see Coach Dave activating at a golf event. Doug Flutie's going into the Hula Bowl Hall of Fame. Some of you know Doug Flutie because he robbed Keith Byers of the Heisman because the Miami Hurricanes guys couldn't knock down a simple pass. So Doug Flutie won the Heisman. But Coach Dave's going to be in front of a lot of great people. I believe by faith. I can't wait to introduce them to my head coach, Coach Dave, because I'm asking them directly to support his ministry. I'm on Coach Dave's coaching tree. He supports me. All of you support me. But that's the brief overview. I'll come in live from Orlando next week. But Coach Dave, thanks for supporting me. Thanks for all you do. And I'm honored to be one of your teammates out there doing things.
Thanks, Brett. We got a lot. If I did a show where I just said, okay, come in and tell us what you're doing, you guys would be shocked what individuals in this group are doing. And I'm going to say this again. I don't rule with an iron fist. They don't have to get my approval to go do it. I'll support them. I'll financially do whatever we can. Go do it, man. Go do it. What is it the Lord has asked you to do? And I'm going to tell you this. If you look outside and something troubles you, that's probably the thing that the Lord has called you to do something about. And you know what, folks? Our churches aren't going to get involved if we don't stir them up. The pastor isn't going to get off his dumper unless somebody lights a fire under him. And the first thing he'll try to do is probably run you out because he doesn't want to have to do with it, right? I'm sorry. The same stuff over and over. It'll be good because tomorrow will be 2025 and then everything will be good, right? No. And so we're battling a lot of different things, but all ultimately comes down to the destructive nature of lies and no accountability for lies. Somebody come in or I'm going to get on another rant here. Amen. Come on. Who wants in? Jeff Nell, go ahead.
Yeah. When I visit churches, I see the the craziness, the so-called Christians follow witchcraft and stuff. When I go to the church, I see them inside the congregation. And I pointed out to the pastors, but the pastors worry about money, image, reputation, and numbers. And they tell me, stop preaching the word of God. Don't bring up sin. Don't bring up iniquity, all kinds of stuff. And I do the preach, you know, the death, the burial, resurrection. But they don't want you to do it. They want to be total in control. It's terrible, absolutely terrible. That's a sign of the weakness of the so-called church.
Amen. Amen. Here's what we could do. We could go back and we can do an autopsy on how we got in this mess. Well, first of all, let's get a breathing tube. Right? Let's just start with the basics. Before I'm to clean up the whole thing, let's get a breathing tube back into the church, bring some life into it. Ray LeBlanc's done it up in Wisconsin. He has just kind of started his own thing up there. Huh? Mm-hmm. He didn't get the approval of the Methodist board or the Lutheran one. No, he just said, we're going to start founding some fellowship. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, that scripture
You brought up earlier, Coach, that when the evil raises its ugly head, God promises that he's going to raise up a standard higher than that. Right. We are that standard. He's telling us, put your boots to the ground and go after this thing. You are the voice that I'm using. And I just get a feeling I don't see enough of it happening yet, but it's in God's word, and it's a promise that he will raise up that standard. And maybe in 2025, as chaos really hits us hard, that standard is going to be quite evident. That's our promise. He's going to do something.
So, Ray, here's one of the things, again, folks, that I really think that we're dealing against. Okay, I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you this. Our standard barrier right now is Donald Trump. He's the coach. He isn't the team. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that again. I'm rooting for the team. That's what I'm doing. In fact, I don't know how closely you guys follow football. Ohio State Buckeyes, there's people screaming for him to get fired, Ryan Day to be fired as coach because Michigan beat him. It's unbelievable here in Ohio. Mm-hmm. Fire Ryan Day. Fire Ryan Day. And so we got a group of people. Ohio State's going to play, is it tomorrow? They're going to play Oregon tomorrow in the Rose Bowl. Mm-hmm. And people are rooting. How can you root for the Buckeyes against Ryan Day? People are saying maybe the Buckeyes will get beat and Ryan Day will get fired. Well, if the Buckeyes win, Ryan Day will keep his job. That's American politics. Mm-hmm. Hmm? Donald Trump's the coach, and we want the coach to fail. Does anybody see this? I want the team to win. I want the team to win. I don't care who the hell the coach is. The coach has given us a chance to play in the game, on the field. We're allowed to be part of this game. But we won't. We won't. Why? Because we don't like the coach. We want him fired. We're hoping maybe he'll do something. We'll get him fired, and then we can get, well, I don't know, Mike Johnson in there. Maybe we can get him in there. Maybe we can get, Mitch McConnell in there. Maybe, right? I'm for Team America. I'm for Team MAGA. Donald Trump just happens to be the head coach. Come on!
Boom. Well, you said it clearly, Coach, and the whole thing, we've talked about this, right? Everybody is a couch player, couch coach, right? Nobody wants to engage the field. It's the same thing we do in Washington, D.C., Coach. What we want to do is we want to sit here in our chair, watch our TV, and tell them how they're supposed to do it. But we don't want to go to D.C. and do anything about it. We don't want to run for any office. We don't want to do any of these things. We just want to sit here and tell other people what they are to do. And you know what? People make mistakes. Donald Trump will make mistakes and get up. Whoever that coach is of Ohio, guess what? He's human and so aren't the players on the field. They're going to make mistakes. Man. They're going to lose games, a special rivalry game. But you know what? Look where they're at. And that's a sad thing that we're going to gauge whether we're going to fire somebody based on, right, a single game. Let me tell you what, Coach.
You can't be against Ryan Day, who's the coach, and for Ohio State. You can't, and we are.
And we refuse to enter the playing field, Coach. Why? Right. Why are we that's the problem. When you say it's the church, right? Because the church is, what is the church to the world? Listen, to Christ is our sovereignty, these things. But to the world, we represent morality. We are the moral compass, and the compass is broke. Why? Because the church refuses to enter the political arena, the social arena. We refuse to do anything. We just want to do our little church thing on a Sunday morning. That's what I told my church on Sunday. It was incredible worship. Look, it just was. You know me. I don't play around with it. And I said, my question is that all God gets? Where are you going to be on Monday morning? Are you going to be Monday morning on your face before God?
Presenting your body a living sacrifice.
Come on, 7 days a week.
That's right.
Right?
That's
7 days a week.
Right. Hey, listen, your neighbor boy, he's going to get his ding-a-ling cut off. But that's all right. That's their own decision, right? What? What the hell's wrong with your neighbor's going to? You mean to tell me it's legal for your neighbor's grandchild to be murdered in the womb and them not even know it? What? Do you mean to tell me they're murdering children in the secrecy of these abortion, not clinics, these abortion, you know, with the approval of the church?
Well, Coach, you saw that. I sent you that little picture last night. I've been going through all my tax papers. That was Mike Johnson, right, that defended this guy's name was Billy Graham, believe it or not, and myself at the Causeway Medical Center and exposed all of these doctors. This is what he did back in 1999. What happened? Same thing in the church. There's compromise, and when compromise comes in, there you go.
Amen, baby. Amen, 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 amen. Truth has fallen in the streets. Hey, friends, think about that scripture a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he say in the street? Truth has fallen in the street.
Because it's where truth is supposed to be preached and demonstrated.
It's where truth is supposed to be preached.
Bingo.
Not inside the privacy of a church building. The Sunday service ought to manifest on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. In the call, we call that passing the salt here where I live. And we've been doing this show is 2,314 today, if my number is right. 2,000. And after 2,314 prodding every day, look what some of you are doing. Look at it. Do you understand I wasn't real good in science. I think they called it potential energy. Potential energy?
Well, Coach,
the potential energy in the church?
Well, Coach, I'm going to, I had a conversation, I'm sorry, real quick, with Trish Zastero for about a half hour last night. She was telling me, you know, what's up and everything. Anyway, Cal. So Cal, right, obviously he gets all these letters and mail. He gets commissary monies to eat. And so he didn't eat dinner the other day. And so she put out a question. What do you think Cal did because he didn't eat dinner? And, you know, he had these stiff. Cal literally stood in the line of all the prisoners that were standing in line to get their food, and he preached the gospel to them. It doesn't matter where that man is, whether he's locked up or out on the street. And I looked at her and said, do you think I'm surprised at that, Trish? Not one bit. And she goes, well, you know, some people received it and some people cussed at him. I said, well, sounds like the same thing he'd be doing in the street. Someone received it and some would cuss at him.
Because why? Because we have not done a good job of teaching what the gospel's about. It all falls on our feet. Kevin, come on in. Then Lorraine.
Well, you know, everything that you've been saying for the last 5 minutes and then all the points that Dale was coming in with to capitalize on what you were saying is reminding me of the writing by Theodore Roosevelt called The Man in the Arena. And right. I just sent it to your phone. If you want to read it, I think it's very apt to what you're talking about.
Well, let me see if it popped up here on my phone. By the way, I got a new phone yesterday in the mail. My other one I couldn't even hear on. Kevin, it hadn't popped up yet. Man in the Arena. I'm very familiar with it. Laura Ann, go ahead.
It's getting close to where you're going to end. Can I pray as the last prayer for the year?
Sure.
So, yeah. Father God, we close this year out with you, giving you glory this morning. We thank you for all the miracles that you've provided. We thank you, Lord, how you've carried each and every one of us and Coach and Michelle and his family to testify of your goodness and your mercy and your grace wrapped in hugs of love. You, Lord God, have not forsaken us, even though we have felt it. We are looking forward to the hope that lies ahead in this upcoming new year, that the weapons that are formed against your children are not going to prosper because you promised in your word that vengeance belongs to you and you do not give your children stones and serpents, that you will deal with your enemies who have come against your children who represent and bear your name and your son, Jesus Christ, that he will not be mocked. You sent him here to do to bring your kingdom here on earth is no longer going to be mocked, that you will deal with your enemies according to who you are. But thank you, Lord God, that you have hugged Michelle and Coach. That Michelle has been Coach's paraclete, his rear guard, wiping his tears in the middle of the night, and also has battled for his family. He got to see his son become one of your best advocates. How cool is that? His grandbaby is here, and the enemy didn't win. So we thank you, Lord God, for that hope and the hope that you're bringing in the upcoming new year. And we thank you for all the people in this huddle that you brought together for this really past the salt football team that has worked together, Lord, and we're on the goal line. And it's that tush-push into the new year. Thank you for being our head coach. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. So thanks, Laura Ann. So, you know me, man. We're winning. We're winning. This is going to be the most crucial, I believe this, to be the most crucial 18 months, probably since the Civil War. Because whether you realize it or not, there's a civil war raging right now. There is one. And we have those who really, do you understand this? That the Democratic Party, you pick the Republican, it doesn't matter. The Democratic Party is not rooting for victory for America. I hope you understand that. They're undermining everything America's about. And we're trying to rally and push back against those forces of darkness that we've allowed to be entrenched in our government. No accountability for lying. No accountability for locking up innocent men. No accountability. We are right now at the precipice of either advancing or, what was it Ronald Reagan said? 4,000 years of darkness to descend upon us. And so as we launch ourselves in 2025, dudes, I see victory everywhere we look. Everywhere we look, potential victory everywhere we look. In every aspect, can the schools get any darker? Can they get any darker? Do you understand if we really, really understood the latest election, if all the cheating was done, do you really understand the voice that was America was, they hate what's going on. Do you understand that? They hate it. They hate it, but the media lies and makes it look like we're the minority, right? We God-fearing people, the minority. I still have hope for America. Mark, I'm going to let you come in here a second. I was bragging on you earlier because about all the work you've done there, showed some pictures and stuff. What do you got going on? Come on in, Mark.
Yeah, Coach, potential Webster's in chat.
Pull it up there, Spence. Found what it. Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, I found it interesting. Existing in the possibility, not in act.
Existing potential, in the possibility.
Not in act. Defacious and powerful, not in use. This right out of Webster's, right?
Hold on up, and then it says, is that Webster's
1828? Yeah, Webster's 1828. So that's the type of energy you are sitting on the pew. You exist in possibility, not in act.
Wow,
you're facious and powerful, but not in use.
Oh, potential,
potential, Coach. Anything that may be possible. Now, look what else I wrote. A drawn bow is able to store energy as a result of its position. What's your position? You have potential based on your position, Coach. When assuming its usual position, there is no energy stored. Yet, when its position is altered, when you position yourself, you have potential, but you're not acting. A drawn bow is referred to as potential energy. It's stored. Mm-hmm. So are you storing yourself up? Are you potential? Or do you act?
Mm.
Very good, Coach. I'm glad you brought that out. That's the type of energy we should be. Energy is what I keyed in on, but I ended up on potential.
And that's something, Mark.
Amen. So amen.
The old coaching line, I'm running out of time here. The old coaching line that I used is so appropriate today as we're going to 2025 for the church. Are you ready for the line of the day? If you think you can, Or if you think you can't, you're right. If you think you can, you think you can't, you're right. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let's make this our finest year ever as we advance the kingdom of God. Happy New Year. See you. I won't see you tomorrow. See you that next day, the second.